For WBAI New York and WPFW Washington, I'm Linda Perry. This is an impeachment update. Donald Trump's impeachment trial resumed today at 1 p.m. with House managers focusing on the second article of impeachment, obstruction of justice. They continue their arguments first, though, to make their case that Trump abused the power of his office by putting his personal interests above national security. The impeachment managers said Trump's holdup of U.S. military aid to Ukraine to benefit his own personal political interests was the gravest offense a president could commit, that it goes against the Constitution. House lead manager, representative from California Adam Schiff, says the conduct outlined yesterday and this morning harmed our national security and endangered our elections, sending our country on a dangerous path.
The president's abuse of power had immediate consequences to our security. Ukraine is a burgeoning democracy entangled in a hot war with Russia. By withholding military aid, President Trump not only denied Ukraine much needed military equipment, but also weakened Ukraine's position in negotiations over the end of the war with Russia. Because of President Trump's corrupt actions, Vladimir Putin was emboldened at a pivotal moment ahead of those sensitive negotiations to attempt to end the war. An emboldened Russia is a threat to the United States and global security around the world. The president's willingness to put himself over country undercut our European allies' confidence in America's commitment to deterring Russian aggression. And it signaled to adversaries and friends alike that the president of the United States, the most powerful man in the world, our commander-in-chief, could be influenced by manipulating his perception of what was best for his personal interests. Now, I have no doubt that the Russians and probably every other nation that has the capacity does a psychological profile of the President of the United States, as we profile other leaders. If a president can be so easily manipulated to disbelieve his own intelligence agencies, to accept the propaganda of the Kremlin, that is a threat to our national security. And that is just what has happened here. But that's not all. President Trump's willingness to entangle our foreign allies in a corrupt political errand also undermined the credibility of Americans to promote the rule of law and fight corruption abroad. This is Trump first, not American first, not American ideals first. And the result has and will continue to be grave harm to our nation if this chamber does not stand up and say it is wrong. If you do not stand up and say this is not only wrong, not only unacceptable, but conduct incompatible with the office of the presidency. And if it really is incompatible with the office of the presidency, if you cannot faithfully execute that responsibility, if you cannot bring yourself to put your nation's interests ahead of your own, it must be impeachable, or the nation remains at risk.
Lead manager Adam Schiff. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats continue to push for the inclusion of documents and witnesses into the trial. New York Senator Chuck Schumer called on four senators to vote their conscience and allow documents and witnesses into the impeachment trial. At a press conference today, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says over the past few days, she and her colleagues have heard House managers lay out a very strong case in detail against President Trump.
President Trump orchestrated a pressure campaign against Ukraine in an attempt to strong-arm their government into launching investigations into the Bidens. He withheld a meeting with President Zelensky. He froze military aid to Ukraine even as they were engaged in hostilities with Russia. He did this to try to hurt one of his political opponents and help his own reelection campaign. The case against President Trump is rock solid. It's clear. It's undeniable. It is the truth. So I'm surprised when I hear my colleagues complain that there's nothing new. I mean, it's really quite hypocritical. They complain there's nothing new, and they say this after they voted more than 10 times not to be able to receive additional testimony and additional evidence. To my colleagues who are using this argument, don't bury your head in the sand and then complain it's dark. They have every ability to call witnesses, to agree unanimously, as Senator Schumer has said. If they mean what they say, which I highly doubt, then they should want to hear something new. Let's hear from John Bolton, who has relevant information to the heart of the matter. He has firsthand knowledge of these events and who has already volunteered to testify. Let's hear from Mick Mulvaney, the one who said there was a quid pro quo, and to get over it. I think it's absurd that Senate Republicans are unwilling to hear more testimony. We need more documents. We need the documents from the State Department. We need the documents from the Department of Defense. We need the documents from OMB. My Republican colleagues will have another chance to do their constitutional duty. After we hear from President Trump's attorneys, they will have another opportunity to vote on witnesses and documents. I urge them to do so. And I urge them to keep this very simple fact in mind.
Senator Gillibrand says this is about finding out what's happened and doing our constitutional duty. Anything else, she says, is a failure. Meanwhile, House managers presented their arguments that Trump obstructed Congress. House impeachment manager California's Zoe Lofgren detailed orders by Trump to defy lawful subpoenas.
At President Trump's order, agencies and offices refused to produce documents in response to the committee's requests, and they refused to allow individual witnesses to do so either. So let's recap. No documents, zero, goose egg, nada, in response to over 70 requests and 5 subpoenas. No attempt to negotiate. No genuine attempt to accommodate. Categorical, indiscriminate, and unprecedented stonewalling. Again, never in my time as a lawyer or as a judge have I seen this kind of total disrespect and defiance of a lawfully issued subpoena, and all on President Trump's orders. And it could continue, because this obstruction of Congress is real and it's beyond comparison. This president should be removed.
Impeachment manager Zoe Lofgren. Meanwhile, on social media, Twitter users asked people to call Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts to urge him to ask for witnesses and to demand a fair trial. Trump's legal team takes the Senate floor on Saturday for a shortened session and plans to continue on Monday. The president reportedly complained about low Saturday ratings, which on Twitter he called Death Valley in TV. As Trump's lawyers present his defense on Saturday, the team is expected to focus its attacks on Schiff, the lead House impeachment manager and head of the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee. Trump's attorney Jay Sekulow told reporters his team plans to showcase allegations against Joe Biden. The Hill reports there's no evidence that Joe Biden was acting with his son's interests in mind. Any GOP claims to the contrary have been debunked by fact checkers. Our next impeachment update will be tomorrow at 3 p.m. For WBAI New York and WPFW Washington, I'm Linda Perry. Thanks for listening.